Exercises 1. It seems that bacteria can actually communicate with one another and can even do so with other bacterial species. Bacteria can sense the presence of other bacteria and even whether their number is sufficiently great, referred to as a quorum, to produce the malign effects that they are so skilled in eliciting. Small numbers of bacteria don't produce much harm, but when a quorum is reached, the large number of bacteria will coordinate release of chemicals that make us ill. There are efforts being made to determine what chemical stimuli are being detected by bacteria to make them engage in a coordinated release of their chemicals, as well as what genes on a bacteria are being activated that cause them to behave as they do. Once this is determined, it may be possible to develop antidotes, so to speak, to prevent or reverse the effects of bacterial infection.